Inconsistent.
Your keyboard is working, right?
I don't know. All right. This is not part of the show.
The cameras are the 1, 2, 3 right here.
Oh, I think when you said 1, 2, 3, I was like, oh, you changed it. That's very smart. Not
either. The 1, 2, 3, I can't do it.
Two guys.
And one cup?
You know what? Let's make him gay.
Let's do it.
Two guys, they get together, and they've been together for a long time, but they're not, things in the bedroom have gotten cold.
Hold on. Okay.
All right. And one guy's like, you know, he's like, man, you know, I really need to bring the, I got to spark the bedroom fun back in.
These are two guys?
Two guys. Just what you wanted. So he decided, you know what? I'm going to play a game. So he goes to his boyfriend or whatever, and he goes, look, we've been having a hard time in the bedroom. Let's play a game together. He was like, you know, the boyfriend was like, all right, yeah, I'm down. He's like, but you got to blindfold yourself and then lay on your stomach and take your clothes off. He's like, all right. So the guy blindfolds himself, takes off his clothes, lays down. Then he takes a feather and he touches his back. He goes, now you got to guess what I'm touching you with. And he was like, a feather. He's like, oh, man, you got it. Good. He goes, now it's my turn. So he does it. And he tells the boyfriend, now you got to touch my back with something I got to guess. And the boyfriend, after he got him blindfolded and naked, he's thinking to himself, he's like, all right, can't be too obvious. What can I do? So he goes outside and he grabs the water hose. And he brings it in the house and he rubs it on his back. And he's like, oh, the water hose? He's like, God, how'd you know? Right? How'd you feel that, you know? He's like, I don't know, I just guessed it. He goes, all right, it's your turn. He got blindfolded, naked, laying face down. He goes, all right, I got an idea. So he goes to the bathroom and he grabs one of those, what are those things called?
Plunger.
Oh, you played the game before. He knows the game.
That's so stupid. That's such a dad gay joke.
Alrighty then.
This thing is retarded.
I'm ready, willing and able.
It's been a minute, so we're back.
We're back, we're here.
And we're Republicans. We're excited. Republicans.
I'll send it to you anyway. FDNY is hiring. Take a test. I don't know if you want to do it or you know somebody, a cousin, a nephew, a friend. Maybe somebody that lives in Pennsylvania that's not doing nothing with their life. I'm just saying. They're hiring for the test. You got to take a test, obviously. It's not free. I'll send it to you after, so don't worry about it.
Okay. I just got that.
Oh, nice. Was that your score or something?
That's the test on.
Oh, you got to go take it still. Oh, man. You know, you got to spend time in the bathroom and figure out how it works and the flush.
I was going to open up one of the sewer caps
and then climb down and look inside. Just be careful.
Upside down like this.
If you think water bugs are a problem, wait till you open up that sewer cap.
Shut your fucking mouth.
You ever seen the video of the guy cleaning the inside of it and the water bugs all over his body and he's just cleaning? He's ignoring it? That's like me with the rats in Harlem.
I just ignore them. My thing is that I can do it. Just give me one of those. I'm going to buy a really expensive gas mask. Yeah,
cover your face and every hole.
Yeah, and I'm just looking and like him, ignore.
Yeah, no. And then you're going to keep your butt plug in just in case, obviously. All right.
And with you, with the app on your phone, so you could randomly say hello. Is it me you're looking for?
I found out something very interesting.
What you got?
I found out 1 times 1 equals 2. They've been lying to us. Okay.
What if that nigga really is talking some real shit? He really did discover a new form of propulsion.
I hope so. Jesus. That'd be great. I'll take it from anybody. I don't care who does it. I'll believe you. 1 times 1 equals 2. Sure, whatever. Just get us to freaking space. But I actually didn't finish the podcast. I'm having a hard time listening to it.
Bro, I couldn't finish. I couldn't get into the first 20 minutes.
It's just so much nonsense that it's hard to get through the stuff that And there was a point where
it's, but it's the fact that it said with such confidence that
that's how cults start, bro. Confidence.
Yeah.
Easy. You convince people. That's what he's doing. He's a cult leader. People online. I watched a video. Somebody was like, I've never felt like my IQ was raised than listening to this podcast. And I was like, bro, he is speaking to the idiots of the world. He has them by a leash. It's crazy that. And I commented. I was like, Terrence Howard's intellect is so far behind, ahead of humanity. He's thinking at such a level that only idiots and morons could really understand them.
Really? But there's substance, you think, there?
No, I'm saying only idiots and morons could understand them, because that's what you have to be to really believe them.
Because you said he's such at a level.
Yeah. I'm making fun.
Ahead.
Because they're idiots and they believe him.
I mean,
is that he?
I wonder what. So, is there? What's Joe Rogan thinking about the interview?
So this is one thing I
noticed. Joe Rogan's like, I made my money.
Yeah, basically. Like, we're fucking so good. Joe Rogan, I noticed this about Joe Rogan. Depending on who he has in the podcast, and depending who they are, okay, if they're a public figure, like a I don't know, a politician or a famous actor,
Christian Gillibrand.
He doesn't try to make fun of them too much.
Who did he have recently?
I don't know.
That flipped. That was a Democrat. What's her name?
What? I don't know.
You know
Tulsi Gabbard?
Tulsi Gabbard.
Yeah. She didn't flip anywhere. What are you talking about?
She was part of the
DNC. Yeah, but DNC. She didn't flip. The Democratic Party changed.
Stop it. She left the Democratic Party.
Yeah. No, she stood standing in the same spot. The Democratic Party moved to the left. And she's like, what the fuck are you guys doing? That's what happened.
That's an interesting way of looking at it.
That is what happened.
No, she just left.
She's no, like, but historically, that's what happened. The Democrat Party.
You're not the narrator of this history. Okay? Yes. She is.
The Democrat Party in the 70s is way different than the Democrat Party today. You can't tell me that's not true.
No, they've been pretty consistent.
You think JFK would agree with the stuff they're talking about now?
They're pretty consistent.
No, they're not. They're crazy now.
They were the racists, the ones that were for slavery. They were the ones
But it's still a different party now. It's completely changed.
But their core...
They're lunatics, bro.
But their core still... No, everything's the same. They got a crazy motherfucker in office who's old and doesn't know shit, who's racist. Like, they keep consistent.
That's the party. It's racist party.
They're consistent with it.
They're saying, not me, you.
That?
Yeah. So she's like...
The reverse psychology?
She's like, hey, I'm here to help people. What the hell are you guys doing? She's like, what is it called? What's the name of that president? Not the LBJ. Was it LBJ? It might be LBJ or FDR that passed reforms to help the poor. She's like, that's what I want to do. I don't want whatever the hell you guys are talking about, this inclusivity and all that. She's like, I don't want none of that.
DUI.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not interested in any of that. If we're not helping people, what the hell are we doing? What's the point of us even working here? Anyway, we're getting off topic.
So, go ahead.
Terrence Howard. Coward.
He wasn't a coward. That nigga's
brave. So, first of all, the math thing is crazy, bro. And you know what he does? He says words that don't apply to what he's talking about.
No, and again, his deliverance is so
convincing.
Good. It's so good that when you told me about the one times one, I didn't even hear that at the beginning. I was just like, all right, you know, because it's in the very beginning.
Yeah.
So you're like, I'm already just like sewn into like, oh, this nigga's. But then I got the vibe of right off the gate. I got the vibe of Cat Williams. I was like, wait. He's doing that.
He's crazy.
He's doing that. You're dumb. Let me explain this to you. Yeah. So you can understand.
And you're like, oh my God, he's so smart.
Incident.
Because he's explaining it.
Because of the way
he's smart narrating. People explain things.
Exactly. Yeah. Because if you're like really.
But if you listen to the words, you're like, what the fuck are you saying, bro? What are you saying, bro? You're not even using the right words for what you're trying to explain. I was watching a clip. I was on TikTok and somebody was like, sometimes he was saying things that was kind of like, imagine me telling you this. Apple Banana Street Tuesday. Doesn't make any sense, right? Because in the English language, those words don't go together. But he was saying he was using scientific words that don't belong together from different parts that talk about different things. But he was using them within context of each other. And they're like, that doesn't even, you're not even saying the right words, you know, about it.
And again, the deliverance. I mean, the guy should be a politician.
Deliverance.
Deliverance. Delivery. Delivery.
Yeah.
Yeah. Clearly, I don't have any of these talents.
You know, it's funny. In the beginning, he was like, I remember when I was 6 months old in my mother's womb.
Yeah.
That immediately, I was like, he's a bullshit artist. He's trying to convince you that he's a genius, that he's reincarnated. And he does try to do that in the podcast. He's trying to convince people, no, I was in a previous life. I was supposed to do this, and I didn't get
Besides
to do
it. Besides a crazy person, what would you think that would be diagnosed as?
Probably manic narcissism, because he thinks
manic.
Because he's obviously he's crazy. He's very
so it's the reason narcissistic, why I say, but to the extreme.
Well, I think it's two different things. I think he's manic because he's worried that the government's trying to remember. Joe Rogan's having technical difficulties immediately. They're like, the government. It always happens to me. And it's like, bro, sometimes we have technical difficulties. Just take it easy, okay?
If you come to this podcast, we're always about technical difficulties.
Look at your hat right now. It's fading into the background.
That's because it's green. The bottom of the hat is green.
So, and then he's a narcissist. He thinks he's the smartest person in the room. You know what I'm saying? The way he talks. And again, some of the things he says, you're kind of like, you're not making any sense. But he says just enough of stuff that does make sense that you're like, he must be telling the truth.
Let me keep listening.
So the thing with the periodic table, he's like, this guy described, da-da-da-da, you know, with the way it was shaped. Yeah, that's one way to look at it. So when he was like, I had a vision that it was this, and then I realized this other guy did it, da-da-da. It's enough for somebody to be like, oh my God, he had a vision. And it's true. It's a proof. He proved it that it's true because he had a vision and then he saw it in real life. Nigga, we can say that about anything. I can make that up right now. Yeah. I had a vision that I did this.
I had a vision last night too.
I had a vision that I haven't ate Krispy Kreme in months. I had a vision I ate Krispy Kreme today. You know what I did today?
Ate Krispy Kreme.
My partner was like, yeah, we're going to go to Krispy Kreme. I was like, oh my God, I almost got a heart attack.
Shut up.
Bro, I saw it in my memory.
Bro, when shit like that happens, I play the lotto. Never works. Never works.
But, bro, so people eat that up. People that want to believe eat that up. And I'm almost shocked that he's not a flat earther. Because people that think like that are flat earthers.
But what he mentioned flat earth and...
But he said it's not true.
Right.
And it blows my mind that he doesn't believe that.
That is a little interesting that he doesn't believe that. Yeah.
He believes... And then he was saying something about that science believes in straight lines of this and that. And then that's because they thought the earth was flat. So they wanted everything to be straight. But the earth isn't flat, it's round. And that's why I use my math to figure this out. Da-da-da. It's like, we know the earth is round now. Why are we still using the flat one then in your head? You think we decided just to stay with it? Now that we disproved it or whatever? We decided, oh, you know, everything else, but this math, we got to keep it straight lines. You know what I'm saying? Like, some of the stuff he says doesn't make logical sense. Because the science is this, and this is, whatever it's this. Science is, hey, we've did tests or we did studies or we did observations, whatever it was, and this is our conclusions. And we're going to hold on to this conclusion. We're going to constantly test it with different things and see if it holds. But if we get new information that's totally different, that kind of goes against this, now we need to reexamine everything and see what works best.
Yeah, I think that scientists, I don't know who exactly said this, but scientists come up with a theory and they spend the rest of their lives trying to prove it wrong. Yeah.
So, like, if you look at Albert Einstein, theory of relativity and all that, right? Before that was Newtonian physics, right? With Newton, with the apple that fell on his head. When Einstein came in, he came with a bigger model for the universe. So he had to sort of reinvent the way we look at everything. So he compared the two together. He was like, my theory adds on or can totally change this old theory. So as far as Einstein is concerned, he goes, what I'm saying is dangerous. If I'm right, then it's dangerous. So I need to make sure. So I got to constantly, you know, make sure, like, test it out. And if you're, you know, I don't know if the word humble is the right word to use, but you say, hey, if I made a mistake, I need to tell the world because it's very important that everybody knows.
Well, I think it's more like I think the mindset for me, if I was in that predicament as a scientist, the mindset for me would be, I don't want anybody else to call me out on getting this wrong.
Yeah.
I want to be the one that catches it and says that it's wrong. I think that's, for me, the mindset. It's like, this is my theory, but I'm going to keep trying to figure, proving that it is actually a fact rather than get caught out there like Drake did. You heard?
Again, don't get caught out there, Drakey. Oh, my God. That's Terrence Howard right there.
That's Terrence. What about when he said that speech there, right? Because he went to like the... He did a speech.
But when he goes to those speeches...
That he's on topic.
He's... No. He's surrounded by scientists, mind you. So imagine whatever your profession is. I don't know what you do for a living.
This is what I do for a living.
All right. So that's why I sent it to Mike. Because he does that. He is a chemical engineer. So he knows about the periodic table, right? That's
so like, allegedly.
Make sense of this for me. And when I spoke to him on the phone, he was like, he would have had me if I didn't already know about the elements. If I didn't already know about this, he would have had me. He admitted it. Because that's why I think he's whatever. All the other conspiracies, they got him because he doesn't know about it. That's why I think they got him with everything else. But he knows about this.
Flat Earth.
Yeah, got him. Everything else. Got him. He doesn't know about it. Got him.
Shout out to little Mike.
Yeah. But I think for this, he knew. So I was curious about what he would think because he knows better. How would this hit him? You know what I'm saying? So he was like, he would have got me if I didn't know about this.
Right? The sounds and the molecules.
Yeah, he's like, none of it makes sense. I understand. He understands how the periodic table was formed and why it's in a certain direction or whatever. And the other ways, sure, you can rearrange it however you want, but it doesn't make sense because this periodic table is made for a specific how many electrons are around each molecule, whatever, like whatever it is.
Right. There's an order to this.
Yeah, there's an order to it.
Right.
So the other one with the round, that's a made up order. It's not. There's no purpose of that order. It's like saying, I'm gonna take the elements and I'm gonna make a new element table, but based on the colors. So I'm gonna go from the rainbow, from red. I'm gonna go to purple and blue.
In other words, the order or the structure of it has no. There's no correlation between the arrangement.
And sure, you could totally rearrange that way if that's what you feel like. But scientifically, this is useless.
Whereas the scientific periodic table we have now, the reason it's designed this way is because it's in relations to how many bonding molecules
electrons
yeah. each have or whatever.
And yeah, like each line has, there's a purpose and different colors mean certain things. Like it's all structured in a way that when you look at it, you understand what things are within the periodic table. The other ways doesn't make sense.
Also, like a legend, like a key legend.
Yeah, like a key legend.
It's like, we arrange it this way. You follow this thing. You'll easily find these molecules. Exactly. You have these molecules over here. Just so we could just put it together, be more organized.
And he was like...
An OCD nigga designed it. Your face lit up like, that's a good word.
That's exactly right. But not only him. He took this periodic table and he submitted it to other scientists. He goes, can you guys look this over for me?
And they all looked at it. Is Thomas giving black people a bad rep?
His name isn't Thomas. His name is Terrence. I don't know who Thomas is.
It sounded better for him the way he's trying to come out. I figured Thomas is more.
No, I don't think so because I think. I don't think that.
Or minorities, Boricua, Mexican, whatever you're into.
It could maybe. But he's just famous.
He's an actor.
But there's millions of other people, white people, that think like this that are crazy.
But they're not actors.
Most flat earthers I see are white. But he's famous, so he brings a different level to it. But to me, it's just like anybody else that's crazy. He's having a manic episode. So when he's in front of in his video, when he's talking in Harvard, whatever, teaching them, think about it. Mind you, you're a scientist and you're sitting back and you're listening to it. So like, you know how all these connections work in this system, right? How to connect all the wires.
Software,
and
what makes sense. All this shit, right?
And somebody comes up to you and goes, what would be the best is if instead of plugging the mic directly into that box, you plug the mic into the TV and use Photoshop. And instead of, use Photoshop and you can change the levels of the visual and it will help with the video. See how that doesn't make sense?
Yeah.
That's basically what's happening there. The scientists are sitting back listening to him like, what the fuck? fuck is he talking about?
And no one's objecting to him when he's talking with
because
those
they don't want to embarrass him. Remember, she's famous. Exactly. And this is what Joe Rogan.
I would want to check him because his fame, that's clout for me.
Yeah. You get points. But that's why Joe Rogan doesn't. Joe Rogan's kind of like, I'll let you talk and I'm going to go within your world and we're going to talk. Whatever you think the world is like, I'm going to go in there and we're going to talk. And this is kind of what I do with people that believe in the rapture and stuff. Like, I joke with them because I don't really believe in the rapture, but I'll go into your world and I'll make believe. That's why I took my clothes off on the roof with Mike. That's another story.
For another day.
And because I don't believe in it, but he does. So I knew it would make him feel scared.
Were you totally naked? No, you had your underwear.
No, my underwear was on. I was hiding. Hat, shoes, everything on the floor. He walked over. He went like this with his hand. He picked up my clothes, looked at it. I was like, and I was staring at him from behind the chimney in my freaking underwear's outside in the freaking roof looking at him. He was like,
where was I? I must have been hungover. Yeah.
Shit. But that's what the way I explained to you with the Photoshop, that's what these scientists are looking. So there was a point where he wrote a letter to Neil deGrasse Tyson. He was like, yo, check this out. And Neil deGrasse Tyson read it and was like, this is where it's wrong, da da da. And do me a favor, don't come to me with this anymore. I don't want to talk about this. Mind you, Neil deGrasse Tyson is also a busy man. He's famous, so he has a lot of stuff. He cannot be part of this. He's like, I can't
school you right now.
I told you what's wrong with it. That's now the rest is between you and whatever God you believe in. Have fun. You know, there was a point we was talking about the bubble thing, and look at this. It's funny because somebody put a picture of their tiles on their floor right here, and they're like, oh snap. He designed my bathroom floor. Because Terrence Howard was saying something about how the bubbles intersect and the gaps in between the bubbles. Remember he was saying that?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
Yeah. It turns out I was talking about it. So, that, you know. Again, what does that have to do with anything? There was a...
I'm hoping you would tell me.
No, there was a term...
He said, no, I'm not going to tell you.
There was a term back in the day called the ether, right? And scientists had no idea what it was. That's before they discovered funk and air. Because they were trying to describe what the hell is this that we're in.
The space between you and me.
Exactly. So they called it the ether.
Between planets.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if they actually was.
Or that. Solar systems.
I don't know if it was in space, but they were just talking. So what I think that they were trying to detect was reality. What is this that we're in right now?
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Not the atmosphere.
But they tried testing it. They were like, we can't find it, basically. We don't know what it is. It's disproven, basically. We can't.
Oh, okay.
So Terrence Howard's talking about the ether still. That's, again, there's nothing there. There's nothing to talk about. Unless you're talking about the reality that we live in. What is this?
Simulation theory.
Not even simple. What is this, nigga?
What is this?
What are we in right now? How are we talking? What is my brain seeing? What is this? We're gonna cry ourselves to sleep tonight. He's gonna have a bad dream.
I'm so glad they didn't see my face.
What is this, nigga?
I'm like, I got a little bit of alcohol. I got a little bit of alcohol. I'm probably going to need more.
I don't know if it's detectable. You know what I'm saying? Because to detect it, I don't know if we could be inside of it to detect it. I think we need to be outside of it to detect it. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. We got to be outside of our reality. We got to be in a different dimension, basically.
In order to identify what we're looking at.
It's like a fish saying we're in water, we're wet. The other fish is like, what the hell are you talking about? What are you talking about?
The foot doesn't know it's in the shoe unless it steps
out. Exactly. See what I'm saying? But it makes me think, can we detect other realities if there's another one out there?
And is it because this...
fucking Terrence Howard got us.
This motherfucker. And is it because he was in Marvel? He was in Marvel, right?
Yeah, he was in Marvel. One freaking movie, I think. They were like, somebody in the studio was like, bro, enough is enough, bro. I'm sick of hearing about these circles. Hold
on. They fired him. Is it because he was in the Marvel that in the multiverse that it's like, I don't know, fucking it up or making it better?
He probably started giving notes. Like, this is how it works. And the director was like, we cannot use this, Terrence. Stop giving me notes.
Write this shit down. It's going to be great. Does he have all those degrees that you know of?
He doesn't have anything. He dropped out of school. He was an engineer or something like that.
Yeah, he said he left.
And he left. What probably happened was that he wasn't answering the questions the way the teacher wrote the answers. The teacher was asking a question. He answered it differently. And the teacher was like failing him. Like, Terrence, read the question and answer the question I'm giving you. Don't give your own answer of something totally different. Hey, shout out to different podcasts. Like, look at his thing. And also too, he's using other scientists that don't talk about this stuff, and he's saying that they did talk about this. There was a point where he was saying 10,000 years ago, da 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 da. And I'm thinking in my head, you know how long 10,000 years ago was? We don't have records of 10,000 years ago. There was no history, like written history. You know what I mean? Maybe we were walking around. Maybe we had houses. But there's no freaking records. We don't know what the hell happened. So you're saying Galileo, 10,000 years, he wasn't even alive. So he's, and again, if you're there in the audience and you know this stuff, you're like, what is he saying?
Yeah.
So they don't want to engage. So when he's like, they never want to engage with me. Nigga, obviously you're crazy. Nobody wants to engage with you.
Does this help his career?
He is. Maybe. Because honestly, if I was a director, I'd be like, you know what? I kind of want that guy on my show. He's a crazy person. It'd be great. It'd be great to do a reality show with him. Just him talking to other people. You ever seen the show that... There's actually, I'm thinking of two shows. Yeah, but I'm bring up this one. You ever heard of the Joe Schmo show?
I think so, yeah.
Where basically it's like a reality show, right? But everybody in the show is an actor except for one guy.
Oh, yeah. And they're fucking with him.
And they're fucking with him the whole time. So imagine they did a show with Terrence Howard. And as far as he's concerned, he's teaching people. But behind the scenes, they're doing like confessionals when they talk to the people. And everybody's in on it. They all know he's crazy, but he doesn't know he's crazy. They all know that they're kind of making fun of him.
And they go along.
Yeah, they're going along with him. So he's like, I'm a genius. If they did that, he'd freaking kill people.
Bro. Yeah, so this might actually help his career.
Yeah. Look at him. He's so smug. Yeah, the thing with the bubbles, I don't.
This one.
He was talking about that there's a there's so much stuff to talk about. There was a point where he was like, the planets were birthed by the sun. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Oh, that's what you're looking for.
That's what I was looking for.
You know, like us. Let me help you out here, bro.
No, no, I'm moving from my seat.
I'm moving from my seat. Okay, I guess you're right.
Go ahead.
So, right now, as far as astronomers are concerned, astrophysics, I guess that's the right word, astrophysics are concerned, the way the solar systems are formed is by, you know, gravity, you know, one molecule. First of all, gravity is infinite, okay? So the gravity from this bottle cap right here reaches to the edge of the galaxy.
The gravity?
From this bottle cap reaches to the end of the galaxy. It's pulling something else this way. And in turn, this is being pulled somewhere else. Okay? Gravity is one of the weakest forces we have in the universe. So people over-exaggerate how strong it is. It's not. The reason why we feel like it's strong is because we're on the planet. And the planet is giant. So there's a lot of gravity. But it's relatively weak. Okay?
In measuring...
It just forces
of yeah. The universe.
Think about it. If my hand was wet and I put this on my hand, it'll stick to it just because of the tension of the water.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's against gravity. It's pulling against gravity.
But if you go to Jupiter.
It'll be stronger. Yeah. If we're on Jupiter, yeah.
You need crazy glue.
You need, yeah. I mean, my hand will fall to the floor before I even stick.
You wouldn't be able to.
I'll be melted. But relatively, it's weak. Where gravity is really not that strong. When you have two big bodies, they kind of attract each other. And there can be a point where these two big bodies kind of get locked in a certain distance where it's like, I'm pulling you, but you're pulling me. And we're kind of like locked together.
Yeah.
And with the way things get formed, where it's kind of like, and this is the way I always imagine it. If you take two particles and they're kind of floating in space, when they come towards each other, they don't stick like magnets and stay static. They kind of hit each other, or maybe they might miss each other first and then pull each other. So that's what starts the spin of the universe. Those first two molecules just... And then something else comes, and before you know it, it's spinning, and everything's hitting it. It just spins it harder and harder and harder. And That's just how I understand how everything, all the planets get formed like that. Okay. That's why they're all spinning and everything's spinning like a toilet. So Terrence is saying, okay, so let me say, the sun did that, right? It's pulling gases because gases are the lightest thing, right? It's pulled. The heavier things don't go as fast to the sun, right? But they still get pulled. But they mostly attract each other because they're heavier. You understand? That's why even though they're getting put towards the sun, they mostly attract to each other. That's why the inner planets are rocks and the outer planets are gas.
Okay.
Because the rocks get pulled stronger. But you know, they're dense. They resist. So, yeah, also, they're spinning. So they kind of. So that then same thing with moons. Same thing. They kind of get locked into each planet. Mind you, it's galaxy. I mean, not galaxy. Gravity is infinite, but if the closer we are together, the closer we feel our gravitational force. You know what I'm saying? So a moon will be more attracted to a planet than it is to the sun. Not to say that it's not attracted to the sun. But the planet that it's closest to has a stronger pull on it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But the planet is bigger, so it almost has no contention with the moon. It's more paying attention to the sun because the sun's big. So it forms that rotation. It almost ignores the moon. The moon's attracted to the planet because the planet's the closest thing to it. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. You're attracted to me because I'm bigger. Exactly. I'm attracted to him because he's bigger.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why our planet is so unique, because our moon is huge. So big, in fact, that it changed the tilt of our planet. That's why our planet kind of leans over. That's why we have all the, what is it called, the seasons. Because, I mean, as far as scientists, we don't know. Again, this is all scientists trying to figure things out. I'm sure in 1,000 years, they're like, oh, actually, we were wrong. It was this thing. That's the way science works. We try to disprove it.
There's supposed to be some supernova event.
This, yeah.
That we're supposed to
until
be
until June or whatever, right? Any night from now until June or something like that?
Some shit like that.
Yeah. I'm sure it's going to be all over the world because we're not going to see it for 1 second. It's going to be like, it'll last a few days. So once we see it, once we receive a report, we start paying attention.
And then another event that all the planets are lining up.
Yeah, that happens every few years
probably. Every few years, yeah. Right?
I remember it happened in 2012. Everybody was freaking out, remember? The end of the world. Planets were aligning. I was scared. I was like, oh my God, is this true?
When you were watching the recent eclipse, did you feel like did you anticipate or even in the back of your mind that some shit was gonna pop off?
No, the only thing I was looking out for was allegedly supposed to be some sort of comet that was close by, but I didn't see anything. I was looking for it. I was like, I don't see shit. Supposedly, because the moon was blocking the sun, we'll be able to see it better. But I didn't see anything.
At the very few minutes of the recent eclipse, I was able to get the telescope. I brought it with me. I got the telescope to look at the eclipse. Wow. So only for a few seconds, you know, because then I also want the people around, like, yo. Mike was on the phone
during the eclipse,
telling people about it.
About the eclipse?
Yeah.
People that live there, they're like, oh my God, I didn't know.
I'm like, you know, you have a whole family here you could talk about it with.
Yeah, yeah.
You're calling someone else who's not going to see or understand what you're.
They don't get it, yeah.
You're just yelling at the phone, wow. And I'm looking at my son like, but, great. I got to do it again.
But so Terrence is saying the way planets get formed is that you have a sun. He never explains how the sun gets formed, never. But he says you have the sun, and as the sun is spinning, a piece of the sun comes off, and then it starts, you know, going around, and then it goes further and further and further away, and eventually another one comes out, and another one comes out, and eventually
he's saying that the sun gave birth to all the
planets.
Planets,
yes, that's what he said, and that all the moons were born by the planets.
Yeah, I like this,
except it doesn't make sense.
Why not?
Because the inner planets, first of all, are rock. Okay. The sun, what we have on our planet, the sun don't have. The elements. Because the sun is molten, burning, radioactive. What we have on our planet, you can't get from there. It doesn't come from the elements that are formed in the sun. Ours is formed something totally different.
But, like you explained, and there's a nice video image of this, narration of this description I'm about to give, how you describe that, you know, two things hit each other. So maybe the sun was the very young, brand new sun, and it started getting hit with large bodies of comets, and then started spinning off. He's saying it originated from there.
Yeah.
And the problem with that.
No, what he's saying, basically like a solar mass ejection. You ever seen the videos of the like little fire coming out? Yeah, that's the birth.
And then some material went out.
On freaking Earth came out of that.
Yeah. What I'm saying is that maybe another thing hit it.
No, but the sun, it would have to be the size of the sun to hit it.
Well, remember, the sun was a baby sun.
It wouldn't be a sun. It'll just be a gas giant.
Right before it becomes leaves.
It'll be bigger than Jupiter. It'll be huge before it can get ignited. You know how big how much gravity it takes to ignite?
Yeah, I mean,
it has to be massive.
I could see how a huge, massive rock goes into it. And because it's going so fast, it takes a piece of...
But that's not what he's saying.
No, that's not what he's saying.
No.
He's saying that it came from
there. That makes more sense what you're saying. Where he's saying, that's not what he's saying.
You know what I'm saying, right? The sun has been there, a fucking huge thing.
Almost like the way they said the moon got formed. Something hit the earth and a piece came out, yeah. But that's not what
he's saying. That's not what he's saying. He's saying it literally like a pregnant woman.
Yes, that's what he's saying.
And the umbilical cord came off.
And he said actually that Jupiter, you know, like has a red spot? He's like, that's a moon. It's going to give birth to a moon soon.
That big red spot. In Jupiter.
In Jupiter. I hope it's true, because that'll be fun. Think about it. You're going to see Jupiter pregnant, because it's not going to pop out right away. It's going to take a while. It's going to have a little bubble. It's going to take time. You know what I'm saying? We're going to see Jupiter pregnant.
We got to have a baby shower. Yeah.
And another thing, too, is that there's another thing, just totally off topic, sort of. You know, they say
Jupiter. He was talking, Joe Rogan's looking at him with the corner of the eye, like.
Oh, I didn't watch any video. That's funny. Because he must have been like, this nigga's crazy. Again, because he's famous, Joe Rogan won't just call him out.
Yeah.
He won't argue with him. He'll kind of let him just say what he got to say. Be like, wow, if what you're saying is true, then da da da.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's a good host.
So he's trying to be the nice guy.
Joe Rogan is constantly, this is what makes a good podcast, in my opinion, is he's constantly thinking about you, the listener.
Oh, he's so sweet.
He's so kind.
Yeah. But there's another thing, too. Like, when they say gas giants, there has to be something in the middle, right? Something solid.
I was about to say that part too.
There has to be.
So like, even in my stupid little narration of how it went down,
dig it.
You know, I was expecting you to say, well, how do you explain the planets that are gases? And I would say, well, I would say because gases is lighter, but the cores is solid.
There has to be a solid core.
It has to be a solid core.
Because at least in Jupiter, because we saw meteors hit Jupiter. And if that meteor hit Jupiter that we saw, that means that there has to be millions that hit it that we didn't see. And where are they going? They're not disappearing. They're falling into the center of Jupiter and they're just stuck there.
Yeah.
So if a million of them fell in, there got to be some rock in there.
Nah, there's rock originally there.
Yeah.
I think. And I think that it just absorbed the lightest shit. Is the gravity heavier over there?
In Jupiter?
Yeah. Jupiter, yeah, that's a lot of gas.
Yeah, they sent a. Do you remember? I don't know if you remember. They sent this years ago. They sent like a thing that dropped into Jupiter, a probe, and before it got like a certain level, it crushed by the freaking gravity. Yeah, so it barely fell. They had a parachute and everything, so it was dropping slowly, and as it was falling,
it imploded.
Crushed. It got crushed by the really gravity.
Gosh, bro,
it's like going deeper into the ocean on a submarine to see the Titanic.
I saw a replay and reenactment of what they must have experienced. And
you wouldn't even know.
I kept telling myself in my mind, I was like, it was so quick, they didn't feel it. Just calm down.
I hope so.
I know, right? I hope so. Yeah. That's the lie I have to tell myself to get through the fucking video. What a bunch of fucking morons. Sorry to those family members, but Jesus.
Hey, listen, if your family's going to do something crazy, talk to them.
Have that will signed.
Yeah. Get that money. If they're gonna go, they might as well leave something for you.
Because bro, you're not gonna put me in a dangerous situation. You're not gonna put me in a dangerous situation when I could have washed that shit off my phone.
And not only that, there wasn't even a window.
That's what I'm saying. I could have watched it on my phone. Yeah. You're going to give me an Xbox controller?
First of all, I could lie to you. It was so simple. We'll put you in the tubo. All right, we're going down, guys. Somebody's outside the thing shaking it. Like, oh, wow. And they're just like shaking the whole thing. And you're inside like, oh, my God, I can feel the water. And then they just go, okay, we're going to put it on now. And he just
press, hydraulic simulator.
He just pressed play. And in the bottom, you see the YouTube thing. And he kind of hides it real quick. And you're like, oh, my God, that's that Titanic.
All right, that's $300,000.
Yeah, dude, thank you.
We got to do this. Yeah. That sounds like a plan. Whatever. So, oh my gosh.
And then there was a point where he was talking about, the reason why he was talking about the bubbles is because he was saying something like, there's a gravity. No, he didn't say gravity. He was like, it's like a vortex that goes around the planet. And in my head, I'm thinking, I'm like, are you talking about
the
freaking magnetic
field? The magnetic field that's protecting
us? Because we already know about this. You're not teaching us anything new if that's what you're talking about. And then he was like, that electricity is the male and magnetism is the female. And I'm like, what you're saying is kind of like the way these gurus talk to try to trick people.
Gosh.
You know what I mean?
Like tarot card readers?
Yeah, something like that. Where they add something to it to make you feel like, oh, wow, that's a crazy insight. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what you're doing right now. It's woo-woo. But he's definitely crazy. He's definitely suffering with something. And I read a comment that somebody was like,
what do you think he thinks, and vice versa, Cat Williams?
Oh, that's good. I would love to see them talk to each other.
Hello.
If they talk to each other, that'd be the biggest hit podcast ever.
Joe. Joe.
Because think about it. One person would be like, you're working for the government. And the other person.
Oh, my.
They're both going to think about that each other. You're a CIA agent hiding. You're misinformation. That's what you're doing.
Joe got to get with these debates, yo. Know. Joe's not tapping into the debates.
So I saw a comment where somebody was like, "This either he's doing too much drugs or he's not doing enough drugs." But one thing I know for sure, he's not doing the right amount of drugs.
The dosage is off.
The dosage is off.
He needs a second opinion on his meds. Because even Joe Rogan had the guy that he was like, shit, what were they talking about? He was like, has anybody debated you on this? He was like, I want to see if somebody debates you on this.
Oh, the guy with the ancient Egyptian stuff, I think it was.
Was it the ancient Egyptian shit? Shit.
Yeah, he was like an old guy.
Yeah, the older guy.
Yeah, the old guy, yeah.
He's like, but why would they do that? Why would the government want... And he kept telling him, you know...
read my book. That's the guy that was doing that? No, it wasn't. It was a different guy. I hated that guy. He kept referring... Oh, that was the UFO... Was that a UFO guy? He was like, you'll see it all if you read my
website. He was talking about NASA. Yeah. And it was fake.
Yes, that guy. That guy was so annoying to listen to.
That guy. You could tell Joe was getting annoyed. And then at the end of it, he was like, has anybody debated you on this? That NASA was fake. Joe was like,
I can't kick your ass on this topic, but I'm going to
definitely.
I'm going to find somebody to kick your ass on this topic.
He put his whole audience to work. I'm waiting for somebody to pop up and roll up. I would love
to see him debate.
But... even putting that guy, like, what I'm saying is, yeah, Joe Rogan has a whole, and I'm pretty sure Joe Rogan realizes this, like, yeah, I could bring people together and do these really good debates and fucking kill it, just on this one genre of putting people together
debate platform. People love it.
People would freaking love
just
it.
Just two random people
arguing. I mean, people are feeding for him to be the one to be the moderator.
Oh, that'd be so good.
In politics and like Trump and you think? Okay, wait. Let's go back to Terrence Howard. See how I got that right?
Don't forget your paper.
His career is fine.
He's fine. He hasn't been getting movie roles anyway for a long time.
If anything, this might pick him up.
Yeah, but it won't be Marvel. You know what I mean? It's going to be straight to DVDs. Those kind of movies. I'm sorry. That's where he's at right now.
Niggas need jobs. A job is a job.
A job is a job, bro.
A job is a job. You know what that reminds me of? I was scrolling through Netflix and The Reading Rainbow. This nigga LeVon Burton is with a smile like...
Good for him.
I hated this shit before, but
a job is a job. He likes that stuff.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think he likes that stuff.
Well, he's doing it again.
Because he has a podcast.
Oh, no. You know what he didn't like? Being Kunta Kinte.
Oh, yeah.
That's the part that he didn't want to be known for, just that role.
He
had a podcast
where he read books to kids.
Yeah, the Reading Rainbow.
It was Reading Rainbow podcast, yeah. He liked it. That's his thing. Good for him. But Terrence Howard's not going to do that. He's going to do weird movies on that come out directly on Amazon Prime or something like that.
Ooh, Black Mirror.
Oh, he would do a great... He should write for that. But not completely right. Like, write and then give it to somebody else that knows what they're doing.
Yeah, that Netflix filter.
They're going to look at it like, wow, this is a crazy idea. I got an idea to fix this. Yeah.
Yeah, well, bro, we're full of all creative ideas today, bro. We got to start getting paid. Right. Let's go.
Check out this next clip for the future episode.
Finally, look at you be ready.
I heard what I wanted to hear. I saw what I wanted to see. And just for the record, Donald Trump is not orange.
It was a night to remember in the Bronx.